see downtown Durant for more information. Durant Smokehouse. For all of your grilling needs, visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant. Don't forget to ask about those beef and pork bundles, too. Also, 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, building a smart fiber optic community from the ground up. Find out more. Visit WWT.coop. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West Durant, changing the way you experience healthcare. Visit provisions.health for more information. Also, Durant Napa. Visit Durant Napa for custom hoses, bulk fluids, filters, tools, and all the parts you need to keep the equipment running on the farm during this harvest season, farmers. And also new at the Durant Napa location is Riverview Auto and your new Napa Auto Car Care Center in Durant. Elsevia Co-op, a leading member-owned agriculture fuel cooperative serving Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Illinois. Visit Elsevia.com for more information. And also the Cell Block. Visit the Cell Block for daily and weekly specials. Of course, tonight, being at Friday night, it's always the Friday Fish Fry at Cell Block, downtown Durant. Again, please thank all of our sponsors as they make our broadcast possible here on WRDN. Give them a call, drop them an email, visit their business, and tell them thank you for their support, because without these businesses, we're not here tonight. So please thank them for their support. Panthers in their home uniforms, the purple uniforms with the white numerals, gold helmets. The Orioles in their road uniforms, the white uniforms, orange pants, orange numerals, and black helmets. The Panthers will be going from right to left. The Orioles left to right here in this Cyforth Auction first quarter. Cyforth Auction, visit them online at cyforthauction.com. You can give Chuck a call, get that online auction set up, or even a traditional auction as well with Cyforth Auction of Mondovi. All right, here we go. We are ready to go this evening. And here we go with the kick, and we are underway. Taken at the 20 on the far side to the 25. Oh, it's a reverse. It's a fumble on the reverse. Who's got it? I think the Panthers have it. They did the reverse, and I think the Panthers came up with it. Who's got it? A big scrum going for the ball. And they do. Well, that's what Coach Rosemeyer wanted. He goes, we've got to have something positive happen early on. That's exactly what happens as the Panthers come up with the fumble. So the Panthers in business, and they will start first and 10 just inside the Oriole 29-yard line. So Panthers come to the line. Breidung will be waiting for the snap. Single wide receiver left and right. Mack is the wing back on the right of the formation. And Havens is also in the backfield, and play action. Over the middle. Oh, incomplete. Pass intended for Weiss. And nice coverage by Carson Hodowanik. Hopefully I said that right. And so second down and 10. Well, you get the break here. And so now the Panthers, they got to get something out of this. They got to get something out of this here after the fumble on the opening kickoff. So Panthers to the line. Second down and 10. Two wide receivers here on the near side from the far hash. Mack comes in motion. Nope, that's number 11. And that is Luke Weber. Tries to get around the corner, and he's going to lose yardage. And on the stop for the Orioles, Medmar. So it'll be a loss on the play. Back to the 30-yard line. Third and now a long 11. Almost 12. Third down and 11 for the 30. Now 4 down territory, obviously, for the Panthers. So Panthers to the line, this time on the near hash. Two wide receivers now on the far side. Weber is the wing back here on the left of the formation. And it's going to be play action. Brighton going for the end zone. And overthrows Weiss. And so fourth down coming up. Well, now you just got to get the first down to keep that drive alive. And so Panthers now to the line. Fourth and 11. Single wide receiver here on the near side. Trips right. Three wide receivers on the right of the formation. Breidung back to pass. Looking. Going for Yankee. Overthrows Yankee. And a flag comes in. Pass interference. The Panthers are going to get the first down. Pass interference, Stanley Boyd. Now remember, this is not from the spot of the foul. Now wait a minute, they may not have enough for the first down. Nope, oh, that's 15 yards. Okay, so it is. So it's a 15-yard penalty and automatic first down. So the Panthers catch the break, get the first down. First and 10 from the Oriole 15. For some reason, I thought it was only a 10-yard penalty. Nope, it's an automatic first down and 15 yards. So the Panthers get the break, come to the line now here on the near hash. Two wide receivers here on the near side. Weber's the wing back on the right of the formation. Havens in the backfield with Bryden. Waiting for the snap. Low snap, hands off to Hayden. Havens, he goes to his right. Now tries to cut upfield. Tries to break a tackle, and he's going to be brought down pretty hard, pretty quickly. Number 65, it looks like. That would have been Gavin Hatfield. Havens gets up to the 13-yard line.
Gavin Hatfield on the tackle.
And so now, second down, we'll call the gain of three on the play. Second down and three. From the 12-yard line, Panthers come to the line. Two wide receivers here on the near side. Weber and Havens now in the backfield with Breidung. On each side of Breidung. No wing back this time. Low snap. And it's going to be a quick throw over the middle. Almost incomplete pass intended for Yankee. Good coverage by number nine broken up. And that is going to be Aaron Sturm with the breakup. Third down and seven. Clock stopped at 10:04 remaining in the Seyforth Auction first quarter. No score. Panthers recover a fumble on the opening kickoff. And are facing now a third down and seven from the Oriole 12. Breidung waiting for the snap. Two wide receivers here on the near side. Wing back on the right. That's Weber. Goes in motion to Weber. Weber has to avoid one tackler. Puts a stiff arm out and loses yardage. And back to the 16-yard line. And that is going to be number six, Madden Marr, with the stop. Fourth down now coming up. So that jet sweep just is not working for the Panthers. They cannot, the runners aren't being able to get to the corner and get around it. So fourth and 11 once again. This time from the 16-yard line. Two wide receivers here on the near side. Wing back and Weber on the right of the formation. Breidung waiting for the snap. Weber comes in motion. Play action. Riding, looking, throws, caught by Weiss. He fumbles the ball. Where's he going to be? Oh, it's going to be short. He will be short of the first down. He'll be short by about a half a yard, maybe a yard. And so Stanley Boyd will take over first and 10 at their 6-yard line. And so with 9:14 remaining, thank you to Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. Better in blue at Martin Transport. Drand Improvement Group, don't forget, coming up on the 26th is the Trunk or Treat. That's coming up a week from this Saturday. And so a handoff, and that is going to be to number six. Getting around the corner. Stays on his feet. He's into the open field. That is Marr, and Marr's going to the house. He's got one man to beat in Weiss. Weiss cannot make the tackle. Touchdown, Stanley Boyd. On the far side. And it's a touchdown. So the Orioles lead now by a score of 6-0. And they will go for the extra point. Oh, no, I guess they are going for two. Oh, wow, interesting lineup for the two-point conversion. Now the whole line switches. Okay. Now we're going to go and kick the extra point. All right. Never seen that before. Ball down. Kick is on the way. Kick is low and no good. 6-0 Stanley Boyd with 8:57 remaining here in the Cyforth Auction first quarter. Cyforth Auction of Mondovi. Visit them online at cyforthauction.com. Thank you to Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durant, for all of your fall hunting needs. Of course, pheasant season starting tomorrow in Wisconsin. Don't forget about that fall fishing, too. Visit Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durant. Anabas Silo, featuring lawn and garden equipment from Toro and Husqvarna. Anabas Silo also features small engine repair for your lawn and garden equipment. Anabas Silo, Highway 25, Durand. The Paul Slusher Insurance Agency, your American Family Insurance agent serving the Durand and Chippewa Falls areas. American Family Insurance, insurance that fits your needs. And Bauer Plumbing and Septic, offering plumbing and septic services for new construction or repairs for your current home. From Bauer Plumbing and Septic, call Chris at 672-8224. That's 672-8224. And Riverside Grill, downtown Durant. Visit Riverside Grill for the daily specials. Don't forget about the Sunday roasted chicken, too. Friday night fish fry from Riverside Grill, downtown Durant. They have a great Philly steak type cream soup. It's just, I've had it before, and it's like, wow. That's all I got to say. All right, here we go. Time to kick off here. Panthers to get the ball back with Stanley Boyd leading 6-0. High floating kick. Wow. And it's going to be into the end zone. And coming out is Kraleski, and he's going to be bottled up right away at the 11-yard line. So the Panthers are going to start deep in their own territory. It looks like in on the stop would have been Logan Dorn, I think, as number 20. So first and 10 for the Panthers. All right, so Brynan gets the play, and 8:52 remaining here in the Cyforth Auction first quarter. And Stanley Boyd leading 6-0. Panthers come to the line. And single wide receiver now on the right of the formation. Weber goes in motion. Low snap. And it's going to be a fumble. Who's got it? And coming up with the loose ball was the Panthers, but it's going to be all the way back to the 7-yard line. So second down, loss of about 5 on the play. We'll call it second and 15. So Panthers now to the line. And Briding now waits for the snap. Single wide receiver left and right. Logan Weber's the wing back on the right of the formation. Back to passes Briding. Rolls to his right. He throws. Caught by Weiss. And it's going to be the hook and lateral. And it's to Weber. Weber's to the 40. To the 45, 50. Going to the outside. To the 40. And he's going to be brought down all the way down to the Stanley Boyd 38-yard line. Oh, we're going to have a little fun here, huh? And haven't seen that play. Well, until, I guess, what, the Lions? Yeah, they tried that. They'll officially mark it at the 37-yard line. So, Panthers now to the line from the far hash. First and 10 from the Oriole 37. Single wide receiver left and right. Briding now waiting for the snap. Weiss now in motion a little bit. Play action. Throw over the middle to Weiss. He's got it. And he's going to be all the way down to the Oriole 21. That's a first down. I think it was. And Ryan Bowie on the stop for the Orioles. First and 10 from the Oriole 21. All right, so now Panthers to the line. Single wide receiver on the near side here, working from the far hash. Brighton waiting for the snap. Man goes, nobody in motion off to Havens. Havens is going to get blown up. That play is blown up. Initially, I want to say number 61. No, I think that was number 67, Dylan Schichter. He was in the backfield, like, right when the ball was being handed off. That didn't have a chance. And lost back to the 28-yard line. Well, second down and at least 16. All right. So Panthers now to the line. Single wide receiver on the far side of the formation. That's Weiss. He'll come in motion. And a play action. Back over the opposite way. It's going to be caught. And it will be caught, and that is going to be number 88, and that is Jackson Pickler. He gets the 6 yards back and then some, down to about the 20, so we'll call it a gain of 8, third and 8 now. Clock continuing to run, down to 6 minutes remaining in the Seyforth Auction first quarter. With Stanley Board leading 6-0, Panthers come to the line from the Oriole 20. From the far hash, trips left this time. Three wide receivers on the left of the formation. Bryden waiting for the snap. Low snap, he'll sit back, throws. He's going four deep, and we get a flag down as a pass was intended for number 9, and that was Alex Hagness. But the penalty, I think, is going to be against Bowie. Or check that. That's number 9. Nope. That would have been Sturm. So a 15-yard penalty. Another pass interference penalty by the Orioles. And it gives the Panthers another first down. And we'll move it down to the 10-yard line. Okay. Shouldn't it be to the 5? The ball was, if this line of scrimmage was 20 and it was 15 yards the last time, shouldn't it be down to the 5? Okay, I'm not sure. So, okay, first and 10 from just outside the 10-yard line. Okay. Oh, a free fiver for the Panthers. Well, offsides, Stanley Boyd. So a free fiver for the Panthers, and now we'll make it first and 5. All right, well, we got the five yards. I thought we were supposed to get on the last penalty, but. Looks like the Panthers can actually get a first down without scoring a touchdown. They would be inches from the goal line. All right, so first down for the Panthers from the Oriole 5. Panthers come to the line. Two wide receivers on the left of the formation. Brighton waiting for the snap. Havens in the backfield with him. And Brighton fakes the handoff. He's in trouble, and he's going to lose 5 yards right away. Back to the 10. A host of Orioles there. The jailbreak was on. Lost back to 11. And I think they said Doug Peary in on the tackle. Okay. And so now second down and about 11. Panthers now to the line again. Single wide receiver left and right. Brighton waiting for the snap. Good snap. Brighton back to pass. Looking. Throws. Incomplete. And pass intended for Yankee. Third down coming up. Clock stopped at 4:54 remaining here in the Seyforth Auction first quarter with Stanley Boyd leading by a score of 6-2-0. And so Panthers now to the line. And two wide receivers here on the near side from the far hash this time. Wing back and Weber on the right of the formation. Good snap. Brighton back to pass. Looking. Here comes the rush. He's going to be sacked. all the way back to the 25-yard line. And that is going to be, looks like, and so in on the stop, I thought was fourth and 22 now. So the Panthers unfortunately going backwards. And so now they got to get down to basically the goal line here. Three wide receivers here on the near side. Low snap, riding back to pass. Going deep. And it's going to be incomplete. And so that will be fourth down. So the Panthers will have to turn the ball over on downs once again. Thank you to the Goodrich Funeral Home, your authorized location for monuments from lifetime memorials. Call the Goodrich Funeral Home of Durand for more information. SFB Security Financial Bank, where electronic banking is easy, 212 West Prospect Street, Durand. Advent Health of Durand, time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit adventhealth.com. And Sunstrom & Company, your local tax experts. Call them for end-of-year tax planning. Give them a call at 672-4425 to schedule your appointment today. Handoff straight ahead. We go. Uh-oh, into the open field. This could be another touchdown. And off to the races, and that is number 20, Logan Dorn. Oh, and he'll be brought down as finally making the tackle is Leighton Klaus, but not until he gets all the way down to the 14-yard line. No huddle offense by Stanley Boyd. And waiting for the snap now. Good snap and quick throw. And it's going to be caught. Caught by Gint. Gint tries to break a tackle. Breaks one tackle. Breaks another tackle. Trying to break a third one. And he'll be finally brought down. And Logan Weber in on the stop as well. So Eisenberger now will wait for the snap. Out of the shotgun, Eisenberger looks, throws. It's going to be caught. And again, that is Gint. And Gint will be brought down to the 5-yard line by number 88, Jackson Pickler. And third down now coming up. Orioles to the line. Yep, this goes fast here. Holy cow, Eisenberger waiting for the snap now. Single wide receiver left and right. And now it's fakes the handoff, throws over the middle, touchdown. That is going to be, I think, number 83, Rudy Kletch. Okay, and so a touchdown for the Orioles to make it 12-0 with 2:56 remaining here in the Cyforth Auction first quarter. No, we're going to do the, okay, we're not going to have, we're just going to do the extra point. We're not going to try and line up. Oh, now we're going to go different. Okay, now we're going to go for two, I guess, from here. And it's going to be a snap over to the offensive line, to the eligible person, and that's good for the two-point conversion. These are things I've never seen that. It was a snap basically to Alex Williams. He gets the two-point conversion. So 14-0, Stanley Boyd with 2:56 remaining in the Cyforth Auction first quarter. Meanwhile, thank you to our high school sports sponsors, including Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand, offering a full line of Whirlpool appliances along with installation and service, too. Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand. Also, NTEC, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. Those of you in the Mondovi area, remember, NTEC needs to get some information for you as they are getting ready to install fiber optic services into Mondovi. Just call NTEC for more information on that. All right, here we go. We're going to kick the ball off again. Well, this time from the near hash. Okay. High floating kick. Weiss will take it at the 6 to the 15 to the 20. Cuts back inside to the 25 to the 30. Puts his head down. Pushes the pile forward. Crosses the 30. Five and a flag comes flying in though after that, and so now we'll see what that's all about. Well, Personal foul, face mask, Stanley Boyd. So a free 15 for the Panthers. So the Panthers will start pretty much at the nose of the football, touching the 50-yard line. Stanley Boyd leads 14-0, 2:48 remaining in the Site Fourth Auction first quarter. All right, here we go. Bryden brings the Panthers to the line. Two wide receivers on the far side. Weber's the wing back here on the near side on the left of the formation. Back to pass. Quick throw to Weber. On the outside. Gets hit right away. Nice play. Sturm with the stop. Excuse me. Gain of about 3 on the play. Second down and 7. Panthers now will come to the line from the Oriole 47-yard line. Two wide receivers on the far side. They're working on the near hash here. Weber's the wing back. Weber kind of leaned forward. Look out. Hand off to Havens. Havens will get around the corner. This time he does get the corner. Stays on his feet. Dives forward. And he'll have enough for the first down. Robinson in on the stop, but not until the first down's made to the 35-yard line. So Panthers now to the line. Two wide receivers on the far side from the near hash. Two running backs in the backfield with Breidung. Hands it off to Weber. Weber straight ahead he goes. Nice tackle by number 23. Caleb Westrom. Gain of about 1. Second down and 9. Well, Panthers have had some opportunities in this Site Fourth Auction first quarter. Just haven't been able to capitalize on them. So Panthers now to the line. Two wide receivers now on the right of the formation on the far side. Down to a minute 30. Bryden, long snap, and it's going to be the reverse to back to Weber, and Weber can't go anywhere. That play was blown up right away. Number 50 for Stanley Boyd. That was Spencer Mikulski in on the stop, and loss back to the 37-yard line. Oh, they're going to say Storm Teary, okay, was in on the stop. We have two 50s on my... sheet here. All right, so coming up to the line now of the Panthers, 50 seconds remaining. Third down here coming up. Bryden waiting for the snap. Single wide receiver left and right. Play action. Here comes the blitz, though, and it's going to be high. Pass intended for Yonke. So fourth and 12 now. Well, the Panthers will have to have one more play here before the end of the quarter. If they don't get the first down, well, there'll still be one more play here in the quarter. Again, Stanley Boyd leading 14-0. Two wide receivers here on the near side. Single wide receiver on the far on the right side. Bryden waiting for the snap. Good snap. Play action. Back to pass. Here he goes. He's trying to set up the screen to Weber. Weber dodges one guy. Dodges another guy. Doesn't dodge the last two. And it'll be a loss back to the 42-yard line. And that is where Stanley Boyd will take over with 30 seconds remaining in the Site Fourth Auction first quarter. Leading 14-0. Thank you to Endless Summer Fitness and Tanning with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access, Durand. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, a division of Antsay and Associates, their hometown agents representing you, not individual insurance companies. And Jerry Barron Sons, farmers receive cash discounts with fall seed orders now. Jerry Barron Sons, located by Annabis Silo, Highway 25, Durand. So, as Eisenberger now waiting for the snap. Ooh, wow, trips on the near side here. Man goes in motion, and it's going to be a handoff. Straight ahead we go, and it'll be up to the 45-yard line. And ball carrier number 2, and that is Alex Williams. Will they let the clock run out? Yankee in on the stop. Nope, we're going to get another playoff. As Eisenberger is waiting for the snap now. Back to passes, Eisenberger. Throws to his left, caught. That's going to be enough for a first down, and that is Brenner. And Brenner will get down to the 40-yard line to end the Seyforth Auction first quarter with Stanley Boyd leading by a score of 14-0. It's Durand, Arkansas boys football on WRDN.
Let's be honest. Garage sales or Craigslist ads are geared towards getting rid of items that are not so important anymore. But when it's something treasured or the selling of a farm or business, you need something more profitable. Seyforth Auction Services of Mondovi specializes in farm equipment sales, estate sales, dairy and collectible sales. Sellers with online auctions, Seyforth Auction will come to your home to list your items. And buyers, never miss an auction. Download the auction app at SEYFORTH auction.com. Seyforth Auction Services, Mondovi.
Welcome back to the Bauer Built Sports Complex as we get ready for the second quarter with Stanley Boyd leading by a score of 14-0. They have a first and 10 at the Panther 49. We switch sides. The Orioles now will be going from right to left. Panthers left to right here in this second quarter. So here we go. Again, this is about the slowest we're going to see the Stanley Boyd offense here. Because it's just going to be boom, boom, boom. They just like to go fast. All right, here we go. Eisenberger now waiting for the snap. Two wide receivers here on the near side. Man goes in motion. And it's going to be a handoff. That's to number 83. Straight ahead we go. That is going to be Kletch. And he'll get down to about the 30-yard line. And in on the stop for the Panthers. Looks like it was Yankee. Second down and one. Eisenberger waits for the snap. Quick throw. Caught. That is number 17. To the right side, he'll have enough for the first down, and that is to Jake LeGrander. And in on the stop, Jackson Weiss. But enough for a first down. Down to the Panther. 17-yard line on the far hash now. Stanley Boyd comes to the line. Eisenberger waits for the snap. Two wide receivers left and right now. Eisenberger waits. Man comes in motion. And it's going to be handoff. And that, again, is LeGrander. Goes straight ahead. And he'll be up to the 10-yard line. Gain of about 8 on the play. Nope, they're going to officially mark it at the 9. So second down and about 1. And here comes the snap again. Straight ahead we go. Quick throw. And that is going to be over to Kletch. Kletch now. He'll get it to the outside and for the touchdown. And so now makes it 20-0, Orioles. Okay, so now, never really know what's going to be. Every extra point is different here. Is this going to be an extra point, or are we going for two? Panthers not really sure what's going to be happening here. Now we shift around. Okay, now we're going to set up here for the extra point. Okay, ball down, kick is on the way, and kick is good. With 10:45 remaining, 21-0, Orioles. With 10:45 remaining here in the second quarter. Thank you to Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner, the Chet Fitzsmith Funeral Home, serving the Mondovi area. Find out more about pre-planning funeral services. Visit chentfit-smithfuneralhome.com. Bauer Built Tire and Service. Let Bauer Built Tire and Service take care of your automotive needs. Give them a call at 672-8300, or you can find them online at bauerbuilt.com. And the Cottage, from floral arrangements to gifts for mom. Cottage already has a lot of great fall decor in. They're also starting to work on all of the holiday decor as well. And you can find out more. Just visit the Cottage, downtown Durand. Please thank all of our sponsors. Give them a call, drop them an email, visit their business. Tell them thank you for supporting our broadcast. Without their help, we wouldn't be here tonight at the Bauer Built Sports Complex. Orioles, of course, will be moving on to the playoffs. Final game of the season for the Panthers tonight. And kick on the ground, taken by an up man. That might be Yankee to the 40. And he's going to get hit right away. And he'll go down. And in on the stop number 21, that was Jesse Allert. So first and 10 for the Panthers. From the 41, they'll officially mark it. All right, so 21-0 Stanley Boyd. Panthers now to the line. Two wide receivers on the far side. Breidung waiting for the snap. Man goes in motion and Weber. Hand off to Weber, tries to bounce it outside, and he'll manage to get back to the original line of scrimmage. And in on the stop number 56. Storm Teary in on the stop. All right, so second down and 9. Panthers now to the line. Breidung waiting for the snap. Two wide receivers on the far side. Play action. Breidung back to pass. Rolls to his left. Here comes the rush. Puts it up. Intercepted. That's intercepted by number 3. So on the far side. Finally gets out of bounds. That'll be Cole Brenner with the interception. And Stanley Boyd will take over. And let's see where they officially mark it. It's like at the Panther 44-yard line. Nope, 45 is where they'll mark it. So the Orioles come back out now. 9:52 remaining in the second quarter. And here we go. Oh, wow. Four wide receivers on the right side. Quick throw. And that's going to be caught by Williams. He's got blockers out front on the far side. Panthers managed to at least limit the gain down to about the 39-yard line. And so three wide receivers now on the right side of the formation. Single wide receiver here on the near side. Eisenberger waiting for the snap. Quick throw again. Caught. And this time it will be enough for a first down. Marr with the catch. That's enough for a first down, down to the Panther 29. Yankee in on the stop for the Panthers. Eisenberger now waiting for the snap. Three wide receivers to the right. Single wide receiver to the left. Man comes in motion. And it's going to be the jet sweep the other way. Oh, what a nice play. And blowing up that play for the Panthers, number 27, Isaac Sabelko. Loss of maybe a half a yard, second down and 10.5. Two wide receivers on the far side. Eisenberger waiting for the snap now. Quick throw, and that's going to be caught by Kletch. Kletch gets to the outside, breaks a tackle, crosses the 25, and he'll be finally brought down to about the 23-yard line. Hagnesson on the stop. Third down coming up from the 23. As Eisenberger waiting for the snap now. Eisenberger back to pass. Plenty of time. Oh, it's a shovel pass inside. Wow. What? It's like almost a draw play. And they let a screen. And that was to number 20, Logan Dorn. Enough for a first down. And so first and 10 now. And Eisenberger waits for the snap. And he's going to keep it himself on. And now he shuffles it back off on the option. That's over to Kletch. Gets to the outside. Flag down in for the touchdown. What's the flag about? I think that might be coming back for a hold. Nope. Ooh, holding on Durand. Looks like initial call. It's against Durand. Nope, holding. Okay, against Stanley Boyd. Okay. So that does come back. Okay. I thought the initial was the ref on the far side pointed at Durand with that. So they move it back to the 23. 8:19 remaining here in the second quarter. 21-0 Orioles. 23, So first and about 16 from the 23. Heisenberger waits for the snap. Now dishes it off to Dorn, going to the right. Breaks the tackle to the 20. And he'll be down to the 18-yard line. And in on the stop, number 27, and that is Isaac Sabelko. Gain down to the 18-yard line. Call it second down and 11, we'll call it. Eisenberger waiting for the snap now. And a play action. Eisenberger going for the end zone. Tipped and not intercepted. Almost had it after being tipped. As trying to dive for it was Layden Glaus. Nearly had it, too. Oh, man. So, third down coming up. So this time, while there's not a huddle, at least it's Panthers have at least a little bit of a chance to catch their breath. Eisenberger now waits for the snap. Two wide receivers to the right. Man comes in motion from the far side. And handoff straight ahead. That's number two. Oh, he's got plenty of blockers, and he's going to get down. Enough for a first down, and that is Williams in on the carry. And he'll have enough for the first down. Hagness with the stop, but not until he gets the first down. First and goal for the Orioles. From the 5-yard line now, Eisenberger waiting for the snap. Two wide receivers left and right, running back in the backfield. Man goes in motion. Hand off to Williams. Straight ahead he goes. Breaks one tackle. Breaks another tackle. Touchdown. So that makes it 27-0 now, Stanley Boyd. Coming up during the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency and Security Financial Bank halftime show, we're going to have the head coach of the Durand, Arkansas girls volleyball team on. The Lady Panthers, first time Dunn St. Croix champions in about 20 years or just over 20 years in girls volleyball. So we're going to talk with the volleyball coach, undefeated in the conference this year. So that comes up during our halftime. We're going to go for the extra point. Here's the snap, ball down, kick is on the way, and kick is good. And so with 7:13 remaining, 28-0, Stanley Boyd. So again, we'll have Durand, Arkansas high school girls volleyball coach on during our halftime show. And the Lady Panthers went 8-0 in the Dunn St. Croix this year and are Dunn St. Croix Conference champions. Thank you to the JKO Auto Body Shop with car restoration and collision repair. Oh, yeah, it's that time of the year when the deer are running. If you hit a deer, call JK Auto Body and Rod Shop, Madison Street, Durand. Durand Fresh Market, visit freshmarkets.com. Download the Durand Fresh Market app. And don't forget, you can get extra coupons and more from Durand Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store. O'Galley Cheese Factory, you visit O'Galley Cheese for all of your tailgating snacking needs. Cheese, locally made beef sticks, sausages. Ooh, don't forget about the pizza. And more, O'Galley Cheese Factory, open 7 days a week, Highway 25, Durand. Please thank all of our sponsors. Give them a call, drop an email, visit their business. Tell them thank you for supporting our broadcast. Without their help, wouldn't be here tonight. All right, so Panthers will get the ball back. And here we go. On the ground again, and it will be picked up at the 15. And getting up to about the 19-yard line, and that is Miles Kraluski. And so first and 10 from the 19-yard line, we'll call it. Gunner Gadel in on the stop. So first and 10. From the Panther 19. Bryden now brings the Panthers to the line. From the near hash here, two wide receivers on the left of the formation. That's the far side. Bryden waiting for the snap. Weber goes in motion. Play action to Havens. Overthrows everybody. Second and 10. Tended for Jackson Weiss. Second and 10. ...28-0 now. Stanley Boyd. Panthers to the line. And two wide receivers here on the near side this time. Brighton waiting for the snap. Hands it off to Havens. Tries to go around the left corner. Now cuts back inside. He'll get up to about the 20-yard line. And in on the stop looks like number five. And that is Drayden Arneson. Third down and nine coming up. So Panthers now to the line. Two wide receivers on the left of the formation on the far side. Weber goes in motion. Low snap, back to passes Brighton. He goes, he throws, it's caught by Weiss. Weiss breaks a tackle, but he fumbles it, and it's recovered by Stanley Boyd. Back the other way, reverses his field. He's coming to the outside. He's going to try to make the corner. That is number four, makes the corner to the, and runs out at the 15-yard line. And with the return, that would have been Carson Hodoniak. Or Hodoniak. Okay, thank you, Mr. PA announcer. Hodoniak, okay. So first and 10 for the Orioles at the Panther 15. Weiss had the first down at the 30, I think, but he had the ball knocked out. All right, so Eisenberger now waits for the snap. Two wide receivers to the right, one to the left from the near hash. And it's going to be quick throw, wide open, touchdown. And that is number six. That should be Maiden or Madden Marr. So 34-0 now, Stanley Boyd. And are they going for two this time? I don't think so. I see the kicking tee out there, but then again, high snap. Nope. It's going to be a direct snap throw. Oh, wow. And it's to number three, and he gets in, and he gets the two-point conversion as threw it to Brenner to make it 36-0. With 6:03 remaining in the second quarter. And again, coming up, our Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency and Security Financial Bank halftime show coming up. Again, we're going to be talking with the head of the coach of the Durand, Arkansas girls volleyball team. As the Lady Panthers went 8-0 in the Dunn St. Croix, first place. They have a big regional game coming up on Tuesday. So we're going to find out a little bit about the Lady Panther girls volleyball team. First time in over 20 years, the Lady Panthers are a conference champion in girls volleyball. So congratulations. All right, here we go. So this time from the far hash. And it's going to be on the ground and picked up by an up man. And that is number 23, Lincoln Richardson. And we are now under running clock. So first and 10 from the 40-yard line. So, Panthers now to the line. Two wide receivers on the far side. Brighton waiting for the snap. Good snap. Hand off to Havens. We're going to go to the right. Tries to get the corner. And he's going to be knocked down. Nice play. Number three, Cole Brenner. No gain. Second and 10. Approaching the 5-minute mark of the second quarter. Again, 36-0, Stanley Boyd. Okay. Two wide receivers now on the far side from the near hash. Breidung waiting for the snap. Man goes in motion in Weber. Breidung hands it off to Havens. Havens will go nowhere. He gets tied up right away. And in on the stop, looks like number 17. It's hard. And no, Hatfield in on the stop, they're going to call it. Okay. Okay, and so a third down here coming up from the 38. As Breiding now waiting for the snap. Three wide receivers here on the near side. Trips right. And back to passes, Breiding. Steps up, he's in trouble, throws incomplete. Looking for Weiss. And so it's fourth down. Arneson on the coverage. And so the Panthers will have to punt. Again, beautiful Friday night here at the Bauerbilt Sports Complex. Nice warm evening. Feels more like early September. Breiding to kick it away. Good snap. Oh, it's a fake. It's a fake. And it's caught. And that's number 27. And he's got a first down. Hangs onto the ball on the fake to Isaac Sabelko. And so they pull the fake off to keep the ball. Well, might as well. Well, and first and 10 at the 40. Hey, if you're down 36-0, you might, you know what? Why not? Give it a shot. Nice play. And so now Breiding waiting for the snap. Let's see if the Panthers can capitalize on this. Breiding, low snap, look out, has to hand it off to Havens. Havens gets around the left corner, does a spin move, and he'll be brought down at the 35-yard line. Brenner in on the stop for the Orioles. Gain of 5, second down and 5 from just outside the 35-yard line. Clock continuing to run down to 2:20 remaining. Listening to Durand Arkansas Boys High School Football on Real Country 1430 AM Stereo WRDN, Durand Mondovi Wabasha, and 107.3 FM Translator W297CH Durand. Brian Winnikins with you from the Bauerbilt Sports Complex at the two-minute mark of the second quarter. It's been all Stanley Boyd, 36-0 here in this first half. So, second down, Breiding brings them to the line. Single wide receiver left and right. And it's going to be play action. Breiding going for Jackson Weiss. Overthrows everybody. Good coverage, though, too. Coverage by number 6, Madden Marr with the coverage. So, third down from the 35-yard line. Clock running down to a minute 20 now. Again, our Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency and Security Financial Bank halftime show coming up. Be chatting with the head coach of the girls' volleyball team. As they are done St. Croix champions. Breidung waiting for the snap. Low snap. He picks it up, though. Retreats now. Rolls to his right. He throws. It's going to be incomplete. And pass intended for Havens. Fourth down coming up. Under a minute to go. Probably the last play of the half, unless the Panthers do get the first down. But we're down to 30 seconds. We're under running clock. Three wide receivers now here on the near side. And Breiding now waiting for the snap. I think he's just going to make it the last play of the half. That's what he's going to do. Low snap. Uh-oh. Now he has to pick it up. He goes. He's going deep. And it's going to be, oh, incomplete. Pass intended for Weber. And that'll end our first half with Stanley Boyd leading 36-0. Oh, with 1.7 seconds left. Okay, well, they stopped the clock on the change. Why would they? Oh, timeout, Stanley Boyd. Okay, well, Stanley Boyd calls timeout. With 1.7 seconds left, they want to run a play. All right. Again, our Security Financial Bank and Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency halftime show coming up. Find out a little bit more about the Durand, Arkansas girls volleyball team, Dunn St. Croix Conference champions, first time in about in over 20 years. And they went undefeated in the Dunn St. Croix Conference this year. They'll have their first regional matchup on Tuesday against Gay Electric Trempealeau. So we're going to find out a little bit about that and a little bit about volleyball as well coming up during our halftime show. All right, so two wide receivers left and right now. And back to pass. It's quick. Oh, we're going to do the hook and ladder. And it's all going to be blown up. Nice play by Sabelko to end the half. We're at halftime with Stanley Boyd leading 36-0. It's Durand, Arkansas boys football on WRDN.
Time for the SFB Security Financial Bank and the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency Halftime Show. Brought to you by Security Financial Bank. Secure your future at Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. And by the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, your independent insurance agent, downtown Durand.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
Welcome back to the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency and Security Financial Bank Halftime Show, being brought to you by Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, a division of Ansay & Associates, and Security Financial Bank. Halftime of tonight's Durand, Arkansas Stanley Boyd boys football game. And joining us right now, Durand, Arkansas volleyball head coach Sophie French. And we're going to talk about the Durand, Arkansas girls volleyball team. Dunn St. Croix Conference champions, undefeated in conference play this year. And coach, well, wow, congratulations. And I understand this is the first time in quite a while that we've been conference champs.
Yeah, first time in over 20 years.
You have to be pretty pleased with all of this. I'm sure the girls are pretty excited too.
They are. They were so excited last night getting to defeat Elk Mound and get that undefeated conference record.
And so now with that, of course, you're going to be moving on to regionals. But before we talk about that, tell us a little bit about this girls volleyball team that has done something hasn't been done in over 20 years.
Absolutely. I have an amazing group of seniors. I have seven seniors on my team, and six of them are in the starting rotation, and they are a magical group of girls. They are some of the strongest leaders. All of them are 3 or 4 year varsity players, and they have worked so hard to get to this point. And I have two underclassmen. I have a junior and a sophomore, and these seniors have done a really good job bringing them into the program and making them feel welcomed on the team, feel welcomed enough to make mistakes, try harder, try new things, and work towards the goal that they all had, which was the conference championship.
Having that senior leadership, how important is that senior leadership then to build? We always hear this in all kinds of different team sports, having that winning culture, quote unquote. Mm-hmm. How important are those senior girls been to start to develop that here for the volleyball program?
It's been very important, because one thing that I've been working on is building a whole program and not just a varsity team. And so these seniors have worked really hard to make all the underclassmen feel like they're a part of the program and feel like this is a safe environment to try new things, to make mistakes, and to work really hard at practice and during games. And so I think they've made a huge impact on everyone in the program.
We are talking with Sophie French. She is the coach of the Durand, Arkansas volleyball team. They went 8-0 in the Dunn-St. Croix. They are Dunn-St. Croix Conference champions for the first time in over 20 years. So congratulations to the girls. You mentioned